I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This podcast is recorded on traditional lands. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal, and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Jess.
Oh, you sound a little different.
What do you mean?
Well.
Fuck!
Oh, my God.
Molly's here. So, hey, bitches. So, essentially, guess what kind of silly... What did we decide was the name?
Silly Gang, I
Silly
think.
Gang. Silly Gang, we actually have a new member on the couch today. Clap, clap, clap. My favourite cosplayer.
My favourite mermaid.
Okay, guys, list my CV. I'll wait.
Harrison is a little silly actor boy. He's a little silly singer. Sing! Why'd you kind of eat that the fuck?
I know, what the fuck? I've never sung in my life.
But Harrison's a singer, and he's also, I feel like people have probably seen him randomly over my pages and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little feature. You know, I had this guy who had a crush on, and I was randomly talking about you because, you know, I was just trying to do anything to fill the void of dead conversation.
And sounds like a really good date.
Yeah, it was so good. It wasn't a date. I wish it was. But then I mentioned you, Molly, and then he was just like, oh, yeah, she always had this, like, you know, friend that she always did stuff with. I wonder what happened to him. And then I just went, like, it was like The Office. I just went.
Me?
Me? You mean me?
You mean me? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Didn't help.
That's so nice. That's my influence. I guess, like, now, like, whenever anyone meets anyone, like, they know me.
Yeah. You're a global superstar.
I'm actually so famous now. I was in, this was my fucking, like, Hollywood moment. Everything else is, I'm taking the fucking piss, but I was coming off a fucking shuttle bus in the middle of Italy in a random airport, and this girl, she was lovely, she was with her mum, she was like, hello, are you from TikTok, can I get a photo with you? And I was like, all right, guys, we've gone global. I was like, damn. No, but it was fucking, because I just forget. When I post shit, I'm just like, la, 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 la. And then I forget that people literally.
Yeah. Can I just say, that's so much cooler than like when we saw a community theatre show in Sydney. And there was a girl in the audience that was like, you're from TikTok. Like, you going to Italy and that happening is way cooler.
No way.
Hey, but we love my
community. Oh no, we love it. I'm just saying.
This is only relatable to anyone in Sydney. I'm so sorry, but like, fuck, I love the 144. I fucking the 144 is the best bus on the world.
On the world.
In the best bus ever. I fucking love the 144. There, I said it.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I'm a 166 girly.
Oh, there, boo. I said it. You kill yourself.
You hate me because I tell the truth.
The funniest thing is when you're on the 144 and you literally see like an old man drinking, and then like someone with a huge fucking surfboard, and then just like a businessman, and then just like the most random people you've ever seen in your life.
It's just cultures clashing.
It is.
It's like, it's the epitome of humankind on one bus.
But it's the 144 literally brings people together. Oh, fuck. I love the 144.
The 144 cured racism, sexism.
It is such a cultural
misogyny.
Yeah. Wait, we need to explain. Okay, so if you're not from Chatswood or Manly, there is. In Sydney, there's a bus called the 144, and it goes from Manly and stops every fucking 50 metres and then goes all the way through Mossman, St. Leonard's, and then to Chatswood. And
off book.
I know. Yeah. Fuck.
How many times have you been on the 144?
I know, you fucking loser.
Shut the fuck. You don't have your fucking license, so you can get fucked.
Not on the pod. Don't know I suck.
I've been on the 144 maybe 7 times. No, that's such a fucking lie. So many more times. I have been on the 144 more times than I care. No, I give up on this. I love the 144. All that.
Agree.
I really want a shirt that says I heart 144.
I do. There's an Instagram account that's called I fucking love the 144.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, oh my god.
It's a beautiful account.
This is it is news to me.
Oh. Breaking news.
There's a 144 account. Anyway,
speaking of SpongeBob.
Oh my god, I fucking love SpongeBob. You are SpongeBob.
I am. I feel like we're SpongeBob and Patrick. I feel like we just have that energy of just
I'm
two
not
fucking idiots.
Fucking Patrick.
That's, so that's a very Patrick thing to say. I'm not Patrick.
Oh my god, Jess, who would you be?
I don't know. I didn't watch SpongeBob.
Sandy,
okay. Cheeks. You have the biggest Sandy Cheeks vibes.
Why?
Because did someone say boom? You would say that. But yeah, Jess would be Sandy. I fuck you. I'm not Patrick, but you obviously think I am.
So wait, what is your favorite episode of SpongeBob? Like, what's one that you've been thinking about recently?
So literally, the best episode of SpongeBob I've ever seen is when SpongeBob and Patrick have to be mum and dad to that to that clam.
I'm sorry. Do they get married and birth a child?
No.
Almost.
Have you seen the episode? Have you seen the episode where SpongeBob and Patrick have to look after a baby clam?
No. Explain this to me.
Oh my god. Okay. Basically, SpongeBob and Patrick have to look after a little baby scallop, as you do.
We've all been there before.
But yeah, so basically they have to look after this little baby scallop. And SpongeBob is literally like the mom. Like, he cooks, he cleans, he has to look after this little baby. And Patrick, what does Patrick do?
Patrick, well, you would know, because you're Patrick.
But what does Patrick
I sense
do?
Tension here. Okay, guys,
I'm not
you
fucking
can cut it with a knife.
What does Patrick
again
do?
just me and Molly fucking hate each other. We actually all are enemies on this.
Yeah,
case. None of us like each other.
It's nice. I feel like I'm what's the one that was not evil in the war that was neutral?
Sorry,
you know, Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Neutral.
I'm Switzerland, but not.
Thank you, Harrison. Keep going. Talk about what Patrick did.
Okay, so essentially, I've never felt that this is me. This is my a woman scorned moment, because even at the ripe old age of 8, I was furious with Patrick's behavior in that episode.
It was literally SpongeBob did everything.
He is a sponge, so he would be cleaning though.
SpongeBob in that episode was literally giving Emma Thompson in Love Actually. Every woman around the world knew the struggle of SpongeBob looking after this fucking little baby scallop.
Yeah. Oh, and then Patrick goes on a whole tangent about how sorry. That part where SpongeBob's just Patrick is just you do any hard work, and then SpongeBob rips off the wallpaper to reveal the entire house is made out of used diapers.
Or the bit where SpongeBob goes to find Patrick because he's going to work and all he does is watch TV. And then he opens the rock door and Patrick's like, so this is the thanks I get for working overtime. Overtime! You've got a good SpongeBob.
Should you do Patrick?
Yeah, ready?
So this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime! That was
way too accurate.
I feel like SpongeBob would if he had a song, it would be that one where he's like, cause you're just a man. It's just what you do.
SpongeBob is so Lana Del Rey coded. He actually was.
Lana Del Sponge.
Sponge Del Rey. Okay, let's settle this.
Okay.
SpongeBob Del Rey.
I don't think I can beat that.
Sponge
That's
Del Rey. Sponge Del Bob.
What about Lana Del... Okay, this is shit. Let's continue.
I feel like SpongeBob's drag name would be Fuck Ass Bob.
Yeah, but in conclusion, Patrick is every man and he should fucking go back to that rock.
I agree.
Okay, Harrison, first of all, thank you again for being here. I didn't thank you the first time. Anyway, I have a question. So in your professional career, so for context, Harrison has done a lot of musical theatre around Sydney and Melbourne.
What
shows have you been first off?
I have been in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the Australian tour,
Slay.
As Mike TV from 2019. And then I was in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child as well, which just recently ended its Melbourne run and ended my financial stability.
yep, classic. Yep. Anyway, I have a question and it's really random. Have you ever been close to shitting yourself on stage?
So many times. It's unbelievable.
Genuinely?
Yes.
Or like pooing your pants?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, just, because sometimes theatre shows run quite long and you don't have a lot of time to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, because Harry Potter and the Cursed Child was 3.5 hours long.
Oh, for fuck's
and I will say, you could ask anyone who's ever done Harry Potter, like especially the shorter version, and they'd be like, oh yeah, I've nearly shit my pants. I imagine some of them have. But like the pressure, you know.
Just in the Harry Potter uniform. Like
just that
Raven. Oh shit.
That Ravenclaw student just shat his pants during the sorting ceremony. But because like the pressure's really on, because obviously you don't own the pants that you're wearing. So that already stirs the pot a little bit. However, because obviously you get a little bit comfortable 6 months in, you know, you're being Harry Potter or whoever the fuck you play. And then all of a sudden you're just like, 5 minutes till the curtain goes up. I'm going to chug this coffee really quickly. Oh. That's the best idea I could ever have. It becomes a game at some point.
Everyone's just seeing who can shit themselves first.
It's like it's like a sore trap. I'm just like, it's like, live or die. Don't shit your pants or shit your pants. Let the game begin.
Oh my god,
it's funny.
Every single show I've ever done, I've almost shit my pants. So I feel that. Anyway,
you recently did Spelling Bee, right?
Yeah, I did. Anyway, yeah, shitting your pants is slay.
Hard agree.
But today we thought we'd have a chat about. Okay, this is a topic that I think is literally so relatable. I'm so sorry. I can never relax at the airport.
Okay, fair. Fair enough.
Okay, I'm going to be the devil's avocado. I can. A bit
How?
Too much. Great question. I think I lost the ability to care at some point during my 20s.
You know what it is?
Okay, fair.
If you do fly a lot, which you don't. But if you do fly a lot, I understand how people get used to the process of like the airport. Because I'm not talking like, I don't get stressed like on the plane. Like I'm not a nervous flyer or anything. I get stressed for like the bit before, like leading up to, I always get stressed that I'm going to miss my flight.
Right.
Because is your mum an anxious flyer?
I love how you just knew the answer to that. We're not going to cut that
it's
out.
Always the parents.
Guys, Harrison went, your mom's an anxious flyer, but she's like, I just want to know, like, is she? Yeah, she is, Harrison.
I never would have guessed.
Oh, yeah, of course my mom is the most anxious flyer I've ever met. She's literally ever. I'm from LA.
Okay, so you remember that episode where we were talking about going on a holiday with your family, and we were talking about how, like, there's always that dad that wakes up at 5 a.m., but the flight or, like, where you have to get to is, like, 10 hours later.
Yep.
And they're like, quick, get out of bed. Like, you have to get all your shit and get in the car.
My mom.
We have to be there 6 hours early, okay? That's like, that's how I would feel going to the airport.
It's so, well, that's my mom. For me, like, everyone's like, it's my dad. Like, my dad's a chiller. It's my mom. So, for example, I feel like it's a bit different, though. Like, if you're going on an international flight versus a domestic flight, it can be a bit scary with international. So, if you were going overseas, what time would you get to the airport? Let's say if your flight was at 5 p.m. in the afternoon, what time would you get there?
Probably get there at like 3:30.
That's, you're fucking stupid. That is the dumbest for an international flight.
Oh, but you know.
No, I don't know.
No, I've got stuff on.
You would get, no, sorry.
I'm busy.
I'm busy. If you have to go on an international flight, you get to that airport at 5. I would get there at 1 at the absolute latest.
Really?
1?
Yeah, you have to leave 3 hours for an international. Have you been overseas? You're like, no, but. Have you been overseas?
Yeah.
Where?
America.
What time did you get to the airport?
I think I got there before the flight left.
Oh my god. See, you're
that's always good.
Yeah. No, can I just tell you guys a story? So one time Harrison, he was going from Sydney to Melbourne, and we were sitting at a Krispy Kreme place like next to the airport. There was not even in the airport. And his flight, we thought his flight was at 10. And it was like, it was, to be fair, it was at night, so you didn't have to be there. Like, they do say get there like an hour and a half, an hour before. But it was fucking like 8:50. No, what time was it? It was like...
If the flight was at 10, it would have been... Oh, it was later than that. It was like half an hour before the flight left.
Well, anyway, we thought it was like at 10, but it was actually at 9. So Harrison was like, oh, whoops. And I was like, did you not check your ticket? He was like, no.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. The flight just had like 10 o'clock energy, you know. The flight had 10 o'clock energy.
But it's so crazy to me, like, because like if I would never be in that situation, because with flying, for some reason, I'm like... I don't make mistakes like that. But I would literally check the ticket like 7 times.
Yeah, but the thing
I'd
is...
I'd be way too paranoid. Like, I'd be way too paranoid.
I kind of admire that you didn't give a fuck.
I don't think it's anything to admire.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah. That's...
I think because like there's just something that overwhelms me because I literally like, I'll be at Donut King at 8:50.
Krispy Kreme?
Oh, girl, sorry. I'll be at Krispy Kreme. And that because even when we said that, like I was halfway finished my donut and then you were just like, Harrison, we've got to go. And I was just like, oh, but I didn't get a recording of the carousel, which is like, just to clarify, there was a carousel that you could look into and you could take photos of. And so I did get the video.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, so, well, okay. So, because I do think international flights versus domestic flights are different. But let's say, okay, you have to go on a flight. So you get to the airport for, let's say if you had to go on a domestic flight, what time would you get to the airport if your flight was at 5?
Oh, like 4:30.
Oh my God, Harrison, what the you would miss it. You would fucking miss it.
Oh, I haven't yet. That's because, like, you know, you literally just walk into the airport, walk through security, and then I walk onto the plane. It's great.
You just walk through security?
Yeah, with the gun that I'm carrying. Oh, yeah. And the explosives and my aerosol deodorant.
So you just walk through security. Guys, the FBI is like, hold up.
Yeah, the FBI, like, listening to the Moldogger and Jess podcast.
Like, oh, so you're saying you just walked through security?
Yeah. Yeah, also with the cocaine, I did. Yeah, I did do that. Yeah.
We're uncut jam.
But yeah, so, okay, well, that's fucking ridiculous. This is what I think. I think
this isn't even a segment. You're just
fucking we're just having a fight.
Everyone shit on Harrison.
No, I'm angry. No, because if you are going on a flight, you have to be there at least 2 hours before.
Domestic flight, 2 hours before.
Yes, 100%. Because you have to, when we went, because I went to Europe last year. Aha, it's 2024. Last year.
Happy New Year.
New Year, new me. But yeah, I was on our flight, we were in Heathrow or something, and our flight got cancelled, and we had to like, yeah, our flight like said something really controversial got cancelled.
Oh no,
guys!
Oh my God, that was so funny. Fuck off if you didn't laugh at that joke. If any of you at home didn't laugh at that joke, you can fuck off. you fuck off. Okay. Anyway, yeah, but the flight got cancelled. We had to wait in a queue for, I shit you not, 2 hours. So you have to account for those things happening.
I don't know. That just sounds like a you issue. Like it sounds like a genuine skill issue.
I'm mad right now.
If I was
you're
there.
You're so annoying. Fuck you. Get to the airport on time, you fucking idiot.
Like, I just get there 10 minutes before she'll be right. Yeah. Fuck.
Is it because I'm an Australian man?
Yeah.
Is it like, yeah, I'll just get there and I'll bring my surfboard. She'll be right.
No fucking worries, mate. Like, I was
security
fucking
when you're
up.
Like, wait, sorry, you can't bring on a surfboard as hang luggage.
And I'm like,
that's right, I just shove it on my ass. It's fine. Right.
Yeah, so you get to the airport. Okay, fuck, I give up. Okay, so if you're... Okay, all right, let's talk about this. if you're at the airport and you've somehow made it through, for me, it's always a stress, but also I grew up in a stressful family. But you made it through. How do you then chill out at the airport? Do you feel calm walking around before your flight?
Oh my God, yes. Cause
fuck you.
Because I only ever think about that scene from Scooby-Doo 1, you know, where Scooby's dressed as the grandma. It doesn't matter which airport I'm in. I'm just like, I run to ring you. For ready me.
And that's your like mindfulness exercise to really bring you back down to
this podcast is your voiceover reel now.
No, but I find when I'm at the airport, I cannot relax, and like I will literally I'll go to the gate and then I'll be like, well, if I walk away, even if I walk like 2 meters away, like the airport, the gate will disappear. Like I'll look around and
you're
it'll
just be staring at the gate for 2 hours.
Literally do. And like, I'm like, I can't go more than 1 minute away. Otherwise it will disappear. And it won't. But like, I get so stressed and then like walking around, I just can't. And also you feel like it's so dramatic. You're like, well, I'm on the plane for an hour. I've got to answer every email. And like, you feel like everyone needs to know and they absolutely don't. It's so dramatic.
No, but I get that. I just
no, but like I see you and I hear you.
Like I say that, me asleep with my Nintendo Switch on charge at gate 45 and my plane leaves in 2 minutes at gate 3.
That's psycho. So you do fall asleep
at the
gate?
You're so relaxed.
Oh, sometimes.
What the fuck?
I just get tired.
I'm just gonna take a nap, guys. So worry about it. No worries.
Why do you think you've been able to be calm at the airport?
I genuinely think it's the audacity
of what of planes. Those fucking planes.
Fucking planes. I don't know. I think because everyone else is stressed around me, I therefore assume a leadership position in my own head, where I'm like, guys, take my lead, and then I just fall asleep at gate 45.
I do think there is something about that. I will say, like, when you're like at a job or something at work, and you're stressed, but then suddenly they're really stressed. For some reason, I think it has like an anti-effect and calms you down because you're like
you suddenly become like maternal, or paternal, and you're like, it's okay, guys, I got this.
But you also realize what you look like from the outside, so it's like you look at them and you're like, okay,
why the fuck are you stressed? And internally, you're like, oh my God. Okay. Oh God.
Till 14 doesn't work.
Oh God. Oh.
I actually think that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Because I've seen so many people be stressed, and then you know when they're at security and then they drop their like
put your bags on the ground. And it's like so stressful.
Okay, I will say America's what's it called again?
Border security.
Border security is really scary because they just yell at you. It's
too mean.
Yeah. My mummy told me that it was because they're trying to intimidate people who should be nervous, but I think they just intimidate everyone.
Yeah, but I'd rather that than be like safe.
Yeah, I would rather that than be blown up on a plane. I think that would be much better.
Enough. Like
a plane flying. Yeah. Anyway, all right, so Jess, we literally haven't asked you a single thing.
Yeah.
So how do you cope at the airport?
I've been on one plane.
Well, all right, that's all we have time for.
Technically two.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was the second one?
I was on the way back.
It was a return. Return flight. Right, our summaries are, get there 2 hours before if you have a domestic fight. Flight. Back we go. Okay. So our summaries with this episode are, get there 2 hours early if you're going on a domestic flight. And if you're going on an international flight, Harrison, looking at you, get there 3 hours before.
Me or Jess?
You. You know when I said Harrison and yelled in your face?
Oh, yes.
Also, when you're at the airport, trust that your gate won't disappear. So I think that's very important.
Yeah.
It's like reverse weeping angel. It's like every time you blink, it like gets further away.
And also just like have like a little snack.
Yeah.
Also, don't what you said before about like, oh, I'm on a 1 hour flight, so I'm gonna like do all of my emails on this flight.
Yeah.
It's like you can't trust that because sometimes you'll get on the flight and you'll just hear like in the fucking background.
Oh, can I do my baby voice?
Yeah, go on.
Did that give you guys the fucking ick?
You both did really well. I actually don't know whose I like more.
That's just anime.
Yeah. Why did I vote you? That's the one. That one.
Wait, ready? I sound like I'm being fucking.
I forgot how to do mine all of a sudden because now I'm shy.
All right, we're cutting all this. All right.
Oh, wait. Also, could I just say, so I think in summary, because don't get me wrong, even though, you know, we laugh and I'm a fucking idiot at the airport, please don't do what I do. I know for a fact I'm being a dumbass, but also it's okay to relax. It is possible to relax at the airport.
Here's the thing though. to be fair on you, if you have been doing it a certain way and you haven't ever had a delay or a problem and you have just been able to walk in, I understand why you would get there 2 minutes before your plane leaves.
Yeah, but that's also the stupidest thing anyone could do at an airport.
No, but I think it's going to, I think for you to finally change your ways, it's going to take a delay. You're going to get there. You're going to walk in and be like, what the fuck? There's going to be a fucking huge queue and you're going to be like, oh, wait a minute.
He just has a tantrum.
He's yeah, like, yeah.
What the fuck is happening right now?
Lines at the airport? What do you mean?
I've never had this problem before. Make the plane come back. Make it come back.
Yeah, you just need that. Otherwise, you're never going to change your way. So I don't think there's any point trying to get you to change. I think it's going to need to be a lived experience of you. A lived experience of you not missing your flight. But don't you like getting there early and chilling out and being able
Here's
to relax?
Here's my summary, guys. Okay, my turn.
Okay, I've had about nine different summaries.
Here's my summary.
Go, Jess. Summary. Go. How many planes have you been on? One. Okay, great. Continue.
No.
Continue. Go on. Okay, listen. Take us home.
Listen.
The plane. Take us home. The plane when it's returning back to my house. My house? It drops me in my house. Fuck, go. Speak.
Here's my unbiased opinion, like third party opinion.
She's never been on a plane.
I've been on two. She's been on one. Okay. I think that's a comfy middle between relaxed and
comfy
fucking
middle. Sorry, I'll shut the fuck up. Sorry.
I want to sit on your comfy middle.
Welcome to the stage. Comfy middle.
I think there's a comfy middle between being pedantic and stressed.
I think there's a comfy middle between the person on the left and the person. I'll shut the fuck up. That wasn't funny. Sorry, go.
I think there's a comfy middle between being pedantic.
All right. All right, Mango.
I think there's a comfy middle between being really pedantic and anxious about the flight and getting there way too early and also being really, really relaxed and then getting there 3 minutes before it flies away.
Yeah.
So I think you got to take both of your ideas and mesh them together.
I don't think I'm bad, though. I think I'm very smart and reasonable. And
yes,
I think
but
I'd...
you seem stressed as
yeah,
the
but
problem.
I'm stressed no matter what. Okay. I think that is the end. Harrison, thank you so much for talking about the airport.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, and follow our TikTok and Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast. Stay silly.
Kinda Silly.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.